So the season of Lent is already started last Ash Wednesday. We're in the imposition of ashes reminds us that on the cross, we were saved. We embark on this season examining what we can give up, how we can give away, or how much food, chocolate, meat, soda, or gossip, we can prevent and avoid for these 40 days. As we look at it, that is not enough for us Christians. What is the intent of Jesus Christ when he says, "Take up your cross and follow me"? It is not only giving up, but sharing more. It is more about being Christ to others, more about serving the poor, the sick, the dying. In our readings for today, the people during the time of Jacob and John the Baptist's disciples are thoroughly focused on their own interests and upon themselves. In both readings, God is trying to make clear what's the purpose of fasting, or in fact, any type of penance. On the surface, when we fast, we are imitating Christ, who fasted for 40 days in the desert. Whenever we carry out works of penance by denying something we want, we are imitating Christ, who denied his own life for our sake. But on a deeper level, through our penance, we are clearing out our souls. We are clearing out of our souls those desires which serves only ourselves. The more and more we remove these desires, the more room there is in our souls for the desires of God, the fruit of which are the words, are the works that he wants to accomplish within us and through us. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask in this Eucharist that we may learn humility and gratitude for the sacrifice Christ made for us. May we live in humble prayer, fasting, and be generous to others through words and deeds. So let us imitate Christ as we start the season of Lent. Not only more sacrifices, but more love, more help for others.